Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Garden Knicks podcast. We are on a special episode. I guess it's not. It's only special because we're all driving on the way home. But basically, we just wanted to talk to you guys about what we got going on tonight. Game 2 versus the Miami Heat. Fellas, how y'all feeling about tonight, man? How y'all feeling? Talk to me.
I feel confident. I think the Knicks is finally gonna make some shots tonight. I don't know. Has there been any news on Julius yet?
Nah, he's still questionable.
Okay, I feel confident that Julius will play tonight. I'm pretty sure Brunson is not missing tonight's game. So yeah, I feel good, man. I feel like the Knicks is gonna tie this series up. And, you know, we'll go to Miami, and it'll be a 0-0 series again, and go from there. The Knicks are a great road team, so you feel good about going back to Miami 1-1 and taking back home court, hopefully.
Right. Yep. Facts. How about you, Rick? How you feeling? Shout out to the chat, yo. Rick? Uh-oh, we can't hear Rick. Technical difficulty. Yo. Can you hear us, Rick?
Can Rick hear?
Oh, yeah. I can hear y'all right now.
There we go.
Hey, we hear you now.
Cool.
Talk to me. How you feeling about tonight?
I feel good, man. I feel good. I'm like, yo, we about to tie the series up tonight. I'm just waiting to hear the announcement that Randall's playing, and I'm good.
Yeah, I agree. I'm feeling good about tonight. I feel like we kind of like just needed that loss to snap us out of it. But also, I think we didn't really do much bad outside of just missing open jump shots. You know what I mean? Which can't happen. But you know, and I missed the last show. You guys did a great job, by the way. Shout out to y'all, too. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, like, these guys just miss shots, man, and there's not much you can do outside of, I don't know what the adjustment Tom Thibodeau can really do. I mean, I would like to see Quentin Grimes play more minutes. Maybe that was just an adjustment to him coming back. But, you know, shoot or shoot, man. He's got to be out there. Quickly as well. I need to see. So, you know, these guys need to shoot. We need our shooter to shoot. Because once you start, you know, you got Eric Spoelstra starting to put Duncan Robinson in a drop, in a pick and roll, and that's pretty disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, you got these guys coming off of pick and rolls just in a drop. Like, they're just saying, listen, we're not going to guard you off the pick and roll. You're not making them. So, go ahead. We're going to dare you to beat us by doing what you didn't do all game long. So, hopefully there's not more of the same of that tonight. The Miami Heat are a good defensive team, obviously, so there's a lot of things that they can do that other teams can't do. You just saw what they did to the Milwaukee Bucks. So, I was always a big advocate saying Knicks in 6 or 7 at worst. You know what I mean? But you can't stand on two islands. You know what I mean? You got to stand on one. So, you know, I just think that these guys, Tiz was definitely make an adjustment with certain things that he can make adjustments on. But if Julius Randle's playing, Jalen Brunson's playing, RJ Barrett played well first half, second half. I think he let the game and the refs get to him too much, and he started trying to draw fouls and be extra aggressive, and he didn't need to do that. He was playing fine the first half, and I kind of saw the moment it happened. Like, he was getting frustrated with the refs because they kept getting calls and going to the free throw line, so he started trying to force his way to the free throw line as well. But, you know, that's not how you were playing well. You know, you do what you were already doing. What was working. But if Julius Randle's playing, that does a few things. It makes it easier for Bam not to pack the paint.
Right.
Sorry for the long-windedness. I missed the last show. but it makes it easier for Bam not to pack the paint. He can't just leave Julius Randle. More than anything, you can't have Bam and whoever the big is boxing out Mitchell Robinson together. You can't have two guys boxing him out, you know what I mean? So if Randall's there, you got Bam Adebayo that has to box out Randall, and that leaves one guy on Mitchell Robinson, which I think Mitchell Robinson can handle his own on one guy. So that's just me. I think it's Joe's back. I think if that was my, you know, what I was saying, Joe, before you came back is with Randall there, it makes it easier for Mitchell Robinson to grab offensive and defensive rebounds because now Bam can't load up, you know, on with the other big on Mitchell Robinson to, you know, help him on the board. So, you know what I mean? Like with Mitchell, yeah. with Randall being there, it gives, you know, that space to Mitchell Robinson to really do his job.
Yeah, because so, Bam was basically on vacation in game one.
Yeah, he was floating around doing whatever he wanted. He didn't have to guard anybody, in particular. You know, he just was out there being a helper. And with all of that, they still only won by 7, and we didn't shoot well. So,
exactly.
I think by just bringing Julius Randle back, you spread the floor a little bit more on defense. You make it easier for Mitchell Robinson to grab rebounds. You guys make, say you make 10% more of your shots. And you're shooting in the 30s or close to 40 as a team instead from three. At least in that sense, you know, it'll make it, you know, you guys should be able to win that game, especially if you defend. I don't see that the Knicks did too bad defensively. It was not much.
No, the Knicks, defense was fine, honestly. Right. Like, it was their shooting just abandoned them. I mean, it really comes down to that.
That was it. The shooting, because they didn't play awful.
Yeah, the shooting abandoned them, and then when the shooting abandoned them, they started trying to force stuff into the lane because, I mean, what do you do, right, at that point? And it just that's when the turnover started happening.
Facts.
So I think they had, something like 5 turnovers or something like that in the fourth quarter. It was something. Yeah, it was bad.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. It was like back-to-back-to-back. It wasn't.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, they were happening, like, successive.
Right.
And I think RJ had a dumb screening foul or something like that. And he threw his shoulder into I forget who it was, Vincent or something like that. And, you know, Vincent leaned into it a little bit and he really played it off. And, you know, they're going to call that.
Right. Yep. So, I mean.
And that was done by personally.
I expect to see a better all-around game from our guys tonight, offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
Whether Jimmy Butler plays or not. Think if we make shots, it just simply, if everyone's there and we're making shots at a decent clip, it doesn't have to, as long as we don't shoot as poorly as we did last game, with everyone there and healthy, we should win this series. And that's not saying much, honestly, because, you know, that's, you know, we've shown that we can actually beat any team in this league on any given night. So, go ahead, talk to me.
No, I was just going to say, like, the scary thing, though, about Miami is, like, me and Ricky talked about on the last show is, like, they've been here and done that, like, in, I would say, more than or just as much as, like, any elite team in the NBA. Like, whatever it is that they want to do, right? Like, whatever it is that, like, Spoelstra is saying, this is what we're going to do to win this game, like, very few teams do a better job at, like, executing whatever it is that they want to do. And, I mean,
Miami's superpower is effort, without a doubt.
Yeah, and that makes them super scary to me. And if I had anything that I was afraid of in this series, I was afraid of their ability to do whatever it is that they set out to do, whether they win or lose, and their experience.
Right.
And also, goes back to what I talked about before the Cleveland series, the Knicks ice cold shooting, right? Which we've seen in game one. And Miami all of a sudden looks like, I don't know, the Golden State Warriors. Y'all with me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm here. My bad.
Y'all heard what I said, though?
I got a phone call, so it messed up my stream, but go ahead, man.
I was just saying, like, I guess the thing with them is, like, their ability. Another thing that bothered me was, like, the Knicks could go so ice cold. I talked about that with just Blaze on the stream before the playoffs, yeah. Like, just how cold the Knicks shooting could get. And then now you got Miami, and they shot, like, you know, the Splash Brothers in the Bucks series. They didn't shoot great in game one, but they shot a lot better than we did, you know? So, yeah, I mean, those are the things that I worry about in the series. They do have some guys that can knock down shots. The Knicks guys who can knock down shots so far in the playoffs haven't knocked down shots.
Haven't knocked down shots, yeah.
So that's got to get figured out.
I think it all comes together with Julius Randle playing, and I'm not saying it because he's gonna save us from the promised land. You know, bring us to the promised land. That's not what I mean by what I said. When I bring up Julius Randle, I'm saying just his presence and his gravity that he brings on the court. I think, like I said, just allowing Mitchell Robinson to get on the boards by himself and not be loaded up on by two guys, two bigs, that allows us to get offensive rebounds, second chance opportunities, more open shots, and I think that will give us the rhythm that we're used to, that we have, that we've seen, that we've gotten used to in the playoffs, in my opinion. But, you know, it starts with just having everyone there. Everyone needs to
play. And it puts everybody back in their natural role.
Yeah, but they focused on Jalen Brunson because that's the man that they needed to slow down. Without Julius there, it made it even more evident that that's the guy that they needed to box out. Like, I seen plays where it was like three guys that stepped up as soon as he got the ball. So with Randle there, they can't do that. So it allows Jalen to get a little more breathing room, which will help shooting. It just becomes a better all-around performance from the team with Randle there. Whether he's going to be able to do everything that he normally does, be physical and stuff like that, with the current injury that he's still nursing. So, I mean, I just hope he plays tonight. That's it. It's going to make that big of a difference.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, just like I said. It's
so I got to ask this question.
Alone.
I got to ask this question. So a lot of this conversation has been, like, Randle focused, right?
Yeah.
What if we find out that Julius isn't playing tonight? How do you feel?
They still have to work on their shooting.
To be honest, we still have to, because let's be honest with you. Let me be honest with you. We already know that defensively, we're a better team when he's not there. That statistics show that, and that's not a slight to Julius, but that's just the strength that we have with. You know, with certain guys out of the lineup, what is your strength? With Brunson out of the lineup, what is our strength? Size. You know what I mean? So, these are just facts. These are just facts. There's not a slight to Julius. We're a better defensive team when he's not there. So, play to that strength. But make shots at the same time. I feel like last game, without Julius, if we would have made shots, we would have won that game. Seriously.
Oh, 100% we would have won that game. I mean, seven for 34, bro. 7 for 34.
Yeah, like it's we have to make shots. We need Julius, without a doubt, to win this series. I'm saying that at home tonight, without Julius, we can still win. If we go on the road and Julius is not playing, that's a loss. I'm sorry. Just being honest with you.
Nick's the knife that he said Randle has to attack the basket. Yo, that version of Randle from game five, the first half in game five, give me that guy, bro.
Give me that guy every game, bro.
Yeah.
Because that guy was on a mission, bro.
See, but that guy proved to me that the guy we saw the game before, something was wrong with him up here. That's all it did. Because why were you two different players on two separate nights? All those same opportunities were there. So, in my opinion, that just proves to me, like, you know, you got to work on keeping yourself level-headed every game. You can't let things get to you and mess your game up, unless it was the ankle. And they're saying it's not because he's a tough guy. Okay, cool. If that's the case, then there should be no excuse for you not to be playing consistently while you're on the floor. So that's just my thing.
Yo, Kat.
Yeah.
You remember that Fred Katz clip you sent about how the Knicks was averaging like, I don't know, it was like a trillion points per possession on in transition.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. That number sounded crazy to me because I felt like we blew a lot of points in transition in the Cleveland series. I felt like in game one of this series, we blew a lot of points in transition. So as astronomical as that number was, I was thinking to myself, what about all the transition? We left a lot of meat on the bone, bro.
So the
fact that that number was so high was mind-boggling to me because I feel like the Knicks in general, all season too, I'm not just talking about in the Cleveland series or in the playoffs. I feel like all season we left a lot of points on the board in transition. How many fast breaks have we botched, bro?
Our fast breaks got better after Josh Hart got here, but for the obvious reason.
But even he's a mess though in transition, bro. You don't know what Josh Hart is gonna do, yo.
Yo, bro, it's like the good and the bad.
Yeah, it really is, bro. Like, and that just proves, like, as much as we love him, it just shows like how imperfect of a player he is. Because sometimes, yo, he gets the ball and, like, the Knicks are running, and you're like, bro, what are you about to do?
Yo, you get scared. I'm not going to lie. You see him, and then when he starts doing the little dribble thing and he starts looking around, I'm like, Josh. What you about to do?
Yeah, he should just take it, though, because he really is good at finishing the run when he drives. Like, he definitely got some angles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you dead ass do watch it and just be like, yo, just keep the ball, bro. Don't try to make a pass, you know? Because every time you try to make a pass, something crazy happens.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Let me ask you this. If Jimmy Butler does not play, how positive do you feel about a Knicks win tonight?
I'm not positive about anything against Eric Spoelstra. That motherfucker is a wizard, bro. I'm gonna be honest. That's how much I respect Eric Spoelstra. It's not about the players. I respect Eric Spoelstra enough.
Nah, fuck that, bro. Fuck that. I'm gonna do something I never do, bro. The Knicks are winning tonight. On some Charles Barkley shit, I guarantee it.
Nah, that ass. Regardless of Jimmy Butler or is playing or not, I do believe the Knicks are gonna win. Regardless, yes. I think this is just they don't shit the bed twice. That's not something that they've done all season. Or even since Tom Thibodeau's been coach. I don't really see them doing that often. And if they shit the bed twice, something's going on internally, you know what I mean? But it's not like all the guys are out there giving effort and then they're going to make the same mistake the next night. Nah, it's not this team. That's not this squad.
So what if they don't shit the bed and still lose, though? That's a possible, right? They could play They could play the best game ever, and Miami could just be up to the task.
Yeah, it's true.
Almost by accident. That's the extra part of these shows. You get to see certain things.
There's something going on in front of me. I don't know what.
Listen, I'm glad I'm almost home, man. I'm almost home. But yeah, man. What were we just saying? That just threw me off.
That we're not gonna lose back-to-back games because if it does, that means something's going on internally.
Oh no, Joe said that. What if we lose tonight?
I said we could play. I said, what if we don't shit the bed? Like, what if we play a great game, play a perfect game, and Miami's just up for the task, bro, and they still manage to pull it out? Like, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
I don't see a game where the Knicks play a great, damn near perfect game and lose. That's how loaded.
I do agree with that too, because I think if the Knicks play their best, I don't think there's any way Miami could win. I do agree with that.
And I'm that's not like saying I think we're a way better team. I just think that front to back, if this team gives the effort that we need to give every single play, with everyone there healthy, Grimes,
we got a Heat fan.
That's fine. That's That's fine. What's up? What's the Heat fan? You said let's go Heat.
Let's go Heat.
I mean, it's
Shout out, listen. This is what we do.
To be wrong, if they want to be
right.
We ain't ducking no smoke.
We don't hate nobody. We ain't ducking no smoke. We don't hate nobody. This is sports, baby. You know what I mean? This is why we. I'm not mad at all, man. You know what I'm saying? But y'all got lucky last game. Y'all know y'all did.
y'all didn't decidedly win that game.
Y'all know that. You know y'all lucky that game. Nah, I ain't gonna say I got lucky. That team doesn't get lucky. They fight hard. We respect the Miami Heat. That's not something I'm gonna get out here and say. You guys didn't get lucky. That team built behind Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra, coach, is a very coached on the court and off the court team because, you know what I mean, they got some great guys. So, but I do believe that if our team plays front to back the way we should, you know, which is difficult to do against a Heat team that knows how to play defense the way the Heat play defense, I do believe that we can still win this game tonight. And even the series, but, you know, you can't go that deep. You know, it's a game-by-game thing. You can't come with the same strategy every single game.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I never thought this was going to be a short series. I know a lot of people say Knicks in four, Knicks in five. I'm like, nah. This if the Knicks win this series, is not going to be anything shorter than six games. I don't. That's just my opinion because these Tom Thibodeau and Eric Spoelstra are dogs, man. These guys have been around the game for a long time. Eric Spoelstra started as a film guy. He breathes this stuff. So I don't disrespect that team at all. But Heat say Jimmy Butler is out for game two. Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, that changes things. We're winning tonight.
You just said it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. That changes things. I'm sorry. Joe, where's Joe?
Who's the go-to guy then?
Who's the go-to? Bam. Bam's their go-to guy.
Can't be.
Bro. Shout out to the chat.
How can it be Bam?
Who's the other guy? It would be Tyler Herro.
That's what I'm asking. But it can't be Bam.
It's Bam, bro. That is Bam's team outside of Jimmy Butler.
I mean, I know that he's the number two, but, like, he can't be the guy. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he is the guy tonight, which he should be, they should lose. That is my point. I don't see how they win this game without Jimmy Butler. I mean, they do got Kyle Lowry. He knows how to use the refs again.
Oh yeah. They got him. I don't think highly of Lowry. So he wasn't even in the realm of thinking. But isn't he on reduced minutes or something like that?
Who, Kyle Lowry?
Yeah.
He's coming off the bench, but you know that doesn't mean anything to a veteran. You know they're gonna put him in there when they need him, and you know these are the moments that they need him to play.
Yeah, Draymond's coming off the bench. Like, it just works sometimes.
It just works like that. Jose, shout out to you, Jose. Shout out to Knicks and Nice. Jose says a perfect Knick game involves Randle shooting threes in the first quarter. If Randle comes out with a good first quarter, man, you can almost count it as a game right there because.
Yeah. Well, you know how I feel. I feel like if the Knicks get out there and they get an early lead, it makes me nervous.
Right.
It makes me nervous. I like when they have like a nice lead, you know, like five, mm-hmm. 6 points, and then they mm-hmm. slowly build on that each quarter. That's how I see the Knicks winning this series, by just being consistent, making the right plays, and not panicking.
Right. Yep. And, you know, just going, following the leader. I think Jalen Brunson owned up to his shit. He said, I played horrible. I played horrific. You know, like, you know, he owned up to it. And to be honest with you, I think we're definitely winning for one specific reason. You know who the primary defender on Jalen Brunson was last game?
Primary defender? It was, it wasn't Lowry?
It was Jimmy Butler.
Oh, you're right.
primary defender. I don't know what's going on.
Joe, we can't hold him.
There we are. There you go. Yeah, so I don't know if you heard, Joe, but Jimmy Butler's out. Can you hear us, Joe?
I hear you.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, but Jimmy Butler's out.
Oh, he's out. I'm back on 5G now, so I should be good.
I'm at the house, so I'm connected to the Wi-Fi. I'm all good now. You know what I'm saying?
I was on the whole time we've been on, I was on 4G, bro. It wasn't working out.
I get it. So yeah, man, that changes things. Jimmy Butler out tonight.
But I knew there was no way he was playing, right?
I thought he was playing.
Yeah,
I thought he was playing.
Yeah, when I seen that ankle touch the hardwood, bro. Like, your ankle is not supposed to bend like that, bro.
No,
I don't care who you are.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The odds came out and it had Knicks' favorites to win. And somebody on Twitter was like, "Yep, they know something we don't know. Jimmy Butler can't be playing." Just like that. Oh, we lost Joe again. Jalen Brunson going through warm-ups with
Coach.
Guess he
needs that 6G.
Status to be determined. We're still going to see if Jalen Brunson is going to play tonight. What's going on?
He's playing. What up, Baze?
My God. Let's see. Like a Knicks front office manager. Yep. To the workers and Knicks fans of NYC.
Yeah, just got out of work, so you know.
Mm-hmm. Usually driving on the right side. He's back in the USA. Nah, I didn't. I don't think anybody left on. I didn't leave the country. Where the heck is?
I don't know, bro. I'm gonna keep trying.
Yo, Joe, if you don't want to be on the show, just, you know.
Just tell me. If you don't want to, you don't want to be here, like, it's cool. But anyway, yeah, man. Knicks.
We win tonight, this game tonight.
I think we're going to get the dub tonight. That's just my personal opinion. I feel like this should be our game. I mean, and if Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson play, and we're at full strength, and you got two guys that can't be on top of Mitchell Robinson, I think that changes the series for Miami. It changes it positively for the Knicks, especially if R.J. Barrett continues to play at the level he's played for the past couple games, except for the last
for the postseason.
For the postseason. That's just my opinion. I feel like this is a game, especially with Jimmy Butler being out. If everyone's there, we gotta get this dub. And take it into Miami 1-1, and we gotta take one back at home. At their crib. Yeah. You know, we have to. We can't let them win two at home, man.
Yeah, we gotta take the next two games for us to like really. Reclaim the series because they stole one from us from home, so we got to steal one from them from home.
The way I feel is this, right? At least come back home for game five, tied 2-2. At least.
Yes. Yep. At least, at minimum. You got to win one on the road, and you got to win this game tonight. That's it. Just do me that favor, and then we take it from there, and it's 0-0. You know what I mean? And we back at home 0-0. So that's just all you gotta really do, man. It's the playoffs, and I'm watching these other series. 76ers beat the Celtics without Embiid. That's big. Yeah. Excuse me. These playoffs are weird, man.
it's some funky stuff going on, man.
Yo, but that's what makes playoff it good. Nobody wants a predictable series, you know, a predictable playoff run, you know?
What y'all think about the
LeBron-Steph matchup?
Yeah.
I love it. I wish it was happening later, honestly, in the postseason. I wish it was the Western Conference Finals.
Listen, I'm telling you, bro. It's, I don't know, man. I really think this is going to be a very special year for us. And I don't know when we're going to be back here. So I think we should take full advantage of the opportunity that's in front of us. As Knicks fans, as the Knicks, as a team, like, we don't know when we're going to be back here. Just like, you know, the last time we were in the playoffs, the very next year we were back at home at the end of March.
Didn't even make it,
You know what I mean? So, like, you know, but we gotta take it in stride. But
it's already a special season for us. I mean, like, you know, the Knicks fandom is ridiculous right now. We on cloud nine. We haven't even done nothing. You got people jumping out the window talking about we gonna win the chip. It's already a special season. Like, we feel it. They're showing it, and it's just evident. But there's still a lot of work to be done.
But let's be honest too, though, right? Once Miami beat Milwaukee, the goalposts moved. Like, Knicks fans, us as Knicks fans moved the goalposts. It wasn't even somebody else moving the goalposts. We moved the goalposts. So,
as soon as we saw that happen, we were like, yeah, we're going to Eastern Conference Finals.
During the Cleveland series, right, we were saying, like, you know, if we win this series, like, we get to the second round, like, it's a great season. Like, it's not a disappointment. I mean, if we're being honest now, like, losing to this Miami team with that roster, it would be a huge disappointment, man.
Yes.
A team with eight undrafted guys on their roster, like, it won't be a good feeling going home to that team.
Tyler Herro being
injured with a broken hand, like, they're down. You know, Victor Oladipo, I can't say, like, he was, you know, somebody that they really relied on. But, like, you know, they put him in, and he would do his thing. But, like, with those two guys completely out, like, we – and Jimmy Butler now injured. Like, we can't lose to this team.
We
can't lose to this team.
Shout out to the chat. My guy, West Coast Nick, said, playoffs, we still need to execute the game plan to a T. Heat stole game three against the Bucks with Jimmy sitting. That's a fact.
Yes, they did.
We can't just assume that we're going to win this game. Like I said, we still got to make shots.
Because what did I say, Cap? This is one of those teams that whatever they set out to do tonight without Jimmy, like, they're going to execute that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's one thing that we know for a fact. So we're going to have to beat them tonight. Like, they're not going to lose.
Nah. Nope.
I don't think that for one second that they don't have Jimmy and they're just going to give us this game. Like, nah.
Nah.
The Knicks got to go out and get this game tonight.
Yeah.
Like I said, their superpower is effort. That's with or without Jimmy. That's what
effort,
they do.
Effort,
you know?
And execution, bro.
Yeah, that's it. That's just how they – that's blood, sweat, and tears. So, you know what I mean? Like, I just really don't want the Knicks, especially. And I don't think with Jalen, and that's the thing I love about Jalen Brunson. He's never that kind of guy. He's not going to be like, oh, we got this game. Never. He's the kind of guy that's like, listen, we got to work for every single game that we got.
He's a killer, bro.
He's a killer. Listen, man, he's a dog, man. He's the right kind of guy to have. And I wouldn't be surprised. The places we could go with him as our point guard. That's all I'll say.
I can tell you one thing right now. If there was a prop bet for it, I would take it. He ain't shooting 0-for-7 from 3 today.
No, that's not happening. I mean, he might go 1-for-6, but he ain't shooting 0-for-7. That's not happening.
But a thought just came to mind, and tell me what you think. With it being reported that Jimmy Butler is going to be out, do you think that they'll let Randle rest another day?
I don't think he wanted to miss last game. I think they made him miss last game.
Yeah, I know. It's not about what he wants, though, because I know he would have played if he could. But, like, you don't want him to get hurt where he's out the entire series. So you want him to be healthy to the point where he can play a game with it, you know. So you don't want to just put him out there just because.
He can get hurt after all of that. He can stay healthy. He can stay out as long and then come back 100% and then land on the other ankle. You know what know what I mean? Like the wrong way.
It's true.
Yeah, we just seen it, right? He looked good in that game. Everything looked fine. And then for some reason, the basketball gods decided to have him land on another ankle just 3 weeks later. So if the medical people clear him today, which I think they will, I think he'll be ready to go. If they clear him today, he's got to play. He's got a trillion games off before game three, a trillion days off, I mean.
Exactly. So, right.
Yeah, man. Like
everybody will be back for game three.
Looking at the state of Jimmy right now, I almost wish that there wasn't like 80 days off between games two and three.
I know.
But it's
going to be every other day.
You got to beat whoever they put in front of you. And, you know, Knicks got to go out, and whether Jimmy is playing or not, Knicks got to go out and win. They got to win four times.
I'm expecting a good game for IQ.
Yeah, Jose says this game this year reminds me of 99. For sure. Let's just not have the ending that we had in 99.
Yeah, my heart can't take that, bro.
Yeah, like, that was, I'm going to be honest, I've been a Knicks fan technically my entire life, but I've had favorite players that weren't on the Knicks. I'm not going to name one
because
you guys will probably hate me. His name starts with an M and a J. But anyway.
I just seen something. So Knicks are Nice said that JV better pass the ball today. But I felt like he passed the ball in the last game, right? Like he kicked out. He had seven assists. He had seven assists on a day where the Knicks shot 7 for 34 from 3-point range. Like, I thought he passed the ball well. He hit open shooters. Like, these guys just missed everything.
Yeah. That's true. He would have had more assists.
I feel like the Knicks, like, him and RJ both had seven assists and should have had more. And then I feel like later in the game, it became like, okay, nobody's making shots, so we got to do it on it. We got to try to do something ourselves, try to make something happen. And that's when the turnover started to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Nixon Knight says he's got to play today. He's talking about Julius. Jose says, I'd rather get hurt when 100 than not 100, the latter hurts more. Yeah, I know it hurts more, but if you try to get to 100 and then it's game 7 and then you lose, what did getting to 100 do for you?
It does nothing for you, exactly.
Yeah, it didn't do anything for you. This
time of the year, everybody's hurt in some way, shape, or form, man. Because you know who will be back?
You play.
Because you know who will be back?
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler will be back.
Exactly.
Jimmy Butler will be back. Without a doubt.
60%, 50%, whatever percent, he'll be back.
I would not be surprised if Jimmy Butler tonight says, you know what? F it, I'm a play, coach.
On some Willis Reed shit.
Yeah, because he's just that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Because he's just that kind of guy. And if it happens, I need my ducats. I need y'all to drop that bread for me, y'all. Because that was, that is just something that I wouldn't see him doing. But regardless, great points by everybody. Who said he had six? He had six. Oh, it's six assists. He said he had six assists. Regardless, that's still.
He probably should have had 11.
He should have had more, but like, you know, I'm not mad at JB because, like I said earlier, JB at the post game interview said, "I played horrific today." He said it himself. He owns up to it. No one got to tell him that. That's the thing that I like about him. That's the thing I like about RJ. These guys don't need to be told when they play like shit. Like they know that and they own up to it. You know what I'm saying?
And your starting point guard can't shoot 0-for-7 from 3, bro. It just can't happen.
Can't happen. But like I said, the primary defender on Jalen Brunson last game was Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
And if you take Jimmy Butler out of the game, it does a lot of things on both ends.
Yes.
So if this team can get right, and I think based off of our last playoff appearance and how it ended, these guys know how fast they can go home. So I would not be surprised at all if these guys went back, put that game behind them, and got ready for the next game, and we'll play better. You know, I would not be surprised, honestly, if we won this series in five. And I'm not just saying that. I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised because that's how these guys are built. These guys will take one game, and they say, all right, this is what we did wrong. We're not going to continue to make those mistakes.
So before we get out of here, what do you think are the most important things for this game tonight, for the Knicks?
I have three things. One is communication.
Nah. Just the most important thing.
Is it you want the most?
The most, I mean, important. If you want to... That was the question, I mean, right? Listen, if you want to name three things for the sake of content, I'm here for it. I'm not against it.
True.
Say what you mean and mean what you say, bro.
Good fact. Well, the main thing for me is communication. Like, you guys have to communicate on, especially on defense, and on offense. You just got to be in tune with each other, because you don't want to be stumbling over each other on defense and not getting out to the right coverages and all of that. Like, you don't need to be doing that. So, communication. Two, got to make shots. It's basketball. It's literally what the game is about, putting the ball in the basket. You got to make shots. And three is just not, and it's probably the most important thing, not letting the refs get in your head. That's just something that this team has let happen a little bit too much, especially in the playoffs recently. But if you can stay connected with communication, you can make shots, and you cannot let the refs dictate how the outcome of this game is going to be, it's a win to me.
I think for me, it's very simple. The most important thing, I mean, like what you said, yeah, I agree with 100%. Like, communication is very important, but we have to knock down shots. When the shots start falling, you see that they don't worry about the shot anymore. They start making smart, effective, offensive possessions. And there's nothing the opponents can do at that point, because you know they're going to be on defense. So when they start making their shots and they start making smart offensive possessions, like, we're winning this game. So that's what I want to see tonight. Just that. I think that's the most important thing for
100% agree.
A game to win.
What about you, Joe?
So I would say not just making shots, but like making shots early, right? Because I feel like making shots early, you seen what happened in the last game. Like, in the first half, Miami was kind of like getting out to shooters, right? And then I felt like in the second half, Miami was like, yo, hold up, man. These guys made like three three-pointers in the first half.
They're not making them.
So why are we running out there? Exactly. And in the second half, they really just went all, like, it was like a blitz, bro. It was like an all-out blitz in football. Like, they just all out, had five guys in the paint, and there was literally nowhere for drivers to go. JB kicks it out, and guys are not just missing shots. Like, a lot of those shots weren't even close.
Weren't even close.
Another most important thing is, we talk about this with the Knicks all season, talked about it in the first round of the playoffs. They took care of it in the first round of the playoffs. They need to take care of it in this series, too. The possession battle, bro. Like, they got to get on the offensive glass. They have to not turn it over. They have to get to the line, and they have to make their free throws. Like, all of those things, bro. That's how the Knicks have tipped the scale all season in their favor. That's how they won 47 games. They got to get back to that. And I think that with Julius back, I'm assuming he'll be back. We haven't heard anything. But with Julius back, that puts everybody not just on the Miami Heat, right? But the Knicks, that puts everybody in their role on the Knicks. And for the Heat, it puts everybody in their defensive role for them. So, like we said, this guy can't just, like I said, he was on vacation in game one, bro. I hope he enjoyed it.
It's cool. It won't happen again.
Because Bam was just out there. Bam was out there chilling.
He was picnicking. He had his basket, sandwiches. He was out there doing whatever the hell he wanted. So it was cool. I just feel like this team is not going to make those same mistakes. Like you said, getting on that glass, I think it's a big deal for Mitchell Robinson to be able to get on that glass by himself and not have to worry about Bam and whoever the other big is trying to put a body on him and taking him out of there, because they know, everyone, the league is on notice now. Mitchell Robinson is the best offensive rebounder in the game. He's the best offensive rebounder in the game. So you got to put two guys on him. You have to. Yeah. If you don't, you will be out-rebounded. So I think with that being the case, if Julius is there and you want to still put two bodies on Mitch, cool. Do that if you really want to do that. Because even if Julius isn't making his threes or making his jump shots, he will be on those boards. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's something you can expect. So, I mean, that's just me. I think Mitchell Robinson. And another thing before we get out of here, I think this playoff run, being that it's Mitchell Robinson's first playoff run, I do believe that he will see now how truly valuable it is to make free throws in the NBA. I don't think there's a free throw more important than any of the free throws in the playoffs that he's taken or made, missed so far, mostly missed. Usually this is when the DeAndre Jordans, Shaqs, all of the guys that get fouled so that they don't make, you know, just the easy basket.
Yeah.
This is where they start to focus in on free throw shooting and making sure they get that free throw shot down, because now you never know. You can lose a game off of a couple possessions. Look at the game that we lost. How many free throws did we miss?
We missed eight.
And we lost by 7 points. We missed eight and lost by 7 points.
It's the game
right there. So, you know, and don't get me wrong. No one shoots 100% from the free throw line every game. It's not going to happen. But let's just be honest. If you're thinking to yourself, I missed three free throws, could I have made those? Absolutely. You know what I mean?
I also feel like, you know, you look at the score, they lost by seven, but like if they made four or five more free throws, that changes everything. That changes the way they play down the stretch. That changes. Yep.
You knock down two additional 3-point shots that were missed, a couple of free throws, the game is over.
It's a completely different game. Made shots and made free throws. And I think this team has struggled with free throws since RJ Barrett and Julius Randle were two of the three best players on his roster. So that is something that they will need to take serious now. You know what I mean? Like, and Mitchell Robinson. Like I said, those three guys, I've said it for years. You can't have three of those guys who primarily get all of their baskets in the paint be successful unless you find a way to somehow spread that floor. You have to. So, and if you guys get free, so that's really much it. Just hitting up the chat before we get out of here. Jose says, with Butler out, expect a big game from Mitch. Exactly. Yes, for sure. Let's get Bam in foul trouble. Appreciate you, Nick's a nice. You know what I mean? You've been here since the jump. I think you was the first couple comments here. Also, anyone that is here still, we will be doing a post game show, and I will be sending out a link to whoever is in the chat. If you guys would like to come on for 2 minutes, just the 2 minutes, and just give me your feeling on whether we win or lose. You never know. You never know how the game's gonna go. But if you guys want to, you know, just let me know how you guys. Let us know. Let the Knicks community know how you guys feel. Join us after the game, and we'll be here for y'all. So anyway, who else we got? Jose, of course, shooting 80% from the foul line. That's big. Confidence is sky high. Gideon, salute everyone. Salute to you, Gideon. Salute to you. My man say, pulling up. Please come back. Attack the hoop and don't jack up threes. Gideon, yes. I mean,
if they're open,
you gotta take them.
Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah. Gideon, the Knicks got to make up threes. They got to make threes to be able to attack the paint, because you can't attack the paint if there's five guys in there with red jerseys, man. Like, they can't shoot 7 for 34 again.
because Eric Spoelstra will make these guys go into a drop, and everybody will be in the paint if you're not making shots. If they see you not making shots, they will make you take them. So, and that's yeah. coaching, man. That's in-game adjustment. So,
I hear what everybody's saying about the Knicks got to attack, but it's a lot easier to attack mm-hmm. when you make some shots.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a fact. West Coast Knicks says fire show. Y'all have a dope. I appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. Thank you for coming. Come back, man. Salute, my man. Carrillo Francisco Carrillo. If I'm saying it right, I tried to throw a little vibe, but I think I did too much. He says salute. Hope youngins get bulk of the minutes. Deuce, line to line, McBride. I would love to see Deuce get some minutes tonight and slow down Gabe Vincent. It's the Garden. We need the Garden loud. And I think if you get Deuce in there making some big plays, that'll really make a big deal.
If the Knicks can't slow down Gabe Vincent without Deuce, we got much bigger problems.
I think people just want to see Deuce because we
had some comments like that last night.
Hey, we love Deuce, man. But yeah, I see Knicks fans, like Jose Garcia said, there's Knicks fans calling for Fournier. So,
yeah,
they are. Yeah, I mean, keep them away from me, please. Legion, shout out to you, bro. He said, appreciate you, my guy. Let's get it tonight for sure. We got to get that. Butler out. We got to get this dub tonight. We have to. It's not going to be an easy victory at all. Obviously, we know. No excuses, but we got to get this dub. We got to get this dub. Francisco says, ball moves, movement, no ISO ball. Yes, please, move the ball. Let's not get crazy. You know what I mean? Like, if you got a matchup that you think you can take advantage of it, and you better make the shot. Because if you are there, you're trying to take advantage of that matchup all night, and you're not
doing it. That's another thing, too, bro. Like, the Heat play a lot of, like, really bad defenders. Like, the Knicks got to figure out a way to, like, you got to attack
Struce. You got to attack Struce, bro.
Like, Struce, Duncan Robinson. Like, you need to play those guys off the court. Like, they shouldn't be able to be out there.
Facts. Legion says lose tonight, series is over. That's a fact. That's just me, man. That's me. It's going to be hard to go into Miami and pull out two wins in Miami.
Yeah.
And they're going to have Jimmy Butler back. Y'all better win this game tonight. That's all I'm saying.
It's a must win.
Jose said you got to do the podcast from a local bar. Nah, because then you're going to say Who's the drunk guy?
Who's the drunk guy?
Who's the drunk guy?
Yo, Jose. Jose just want to keep his bit running. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's it. He just want to keep the joke going. That's what we see, you, Jose. We see you plotting. Knicks are nice. Yeah, Butler's out. Yep. We got to get him out of here. Quarter break. He said, "Quarter break. Good foul, J. Hart."
Nah, we're not doing that. We're not gonna do that.
We're not gonna do that to Josh, yo. We don't want that. We don't want that karma. Nah, I don't want that juju. No, I don't want that. Not doing that. Unless it's some dummy said going down 0-2 ain't bad. Nah, bro, you gotta get that. You gotta. You can't go down 0-2 going into Miami.
Yeah, going down 0-2.
How?
Going down 0-2 ain't the end of the world, but it sure shit ain't good. Cause if you go down 0-2. Yeah. Those fans in Miami, right, are going to be out of their minds, bro.
Going crazy. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of Knicks fans in Miami, so let's not get crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
We still don't want to go in there.
They had a little Let's Go Heat chant going at the Garden. No.
They did. But you got to think about it. A lot of these era fans were LeBron fans, and that's how they became Heat fans.
That's true, too.
You know what I mean? I'm not really paying no attention to no Knicks fans or fans in New York talking about Let's Go Heat. I don't know nothing about them.
Fucking front runners.
Yeah, like, get out of here. Y'all wasn't
Heat fans when Ronnie Cicely was there.
Nah, hell no, they wasn't.
Y'all wasn't Heat fans when y'all had Matt Geiger.
Nah, that definitely wasn't. Izzy, you said, when we going to get a fan edition of GUK? Tonight, man. Tonight. Like I said, later on tonight, when we do the post game, I'll be sending out the link to you guys one at a time, of course. We're not going to have all y'all up here acting crazy. Well, if you guys just have a specific, just quiet background, no echo, if you got it planned, somewhere else, just make sure you mute that, because I don't want to, we don't have the feedback and all that. But tonight, man, we'll send a link out to y'all. Y'all come up for 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. We talk, we chat. Tell me how you feel about the win or loss. Hopefully it's a win. And, you know, keep it moving. So we gonna do that tonight. We win and lose in streaks. We can lose two, then win 12 in a row. I mean, yeah, if we're talking about an 82-game season, not in a 7-game series. Man. I'm not. not with Miami.
Yeah, I don't want to find out if we could win. What is it? Four out of six to have to win?
Yeah, I'm good. No. Knicks tonight said we need more of these shows, fellas. Man, listen, we're going to try.
Yeah, we would have to win. Hold on. We would have to win 4 out of 5, right? 4 out of 5. Yeah, 4 out of 5. If we go down 0-2.
Yes, we would have to win. Yes.
I don't want to find out if we could do that.
No, I don't want to play that game. I don't want to play that game at all. I don't want to play that game.
We'll be interested.
Francisco said, he said we can do it. I don't want to see us do it. Let's not test those boundaries yet. We ain't built like the Warriors just yet. We need a little bit more experience. You know what I'm saying? Nixon Knight said this is a good time spot. This is ironically probably the best time spot because of the fact that I'm most likely always going to be in traffic between 5 and 6.
Yeah, stuck in traffic. I can't believe we did an hour. I thought this would have been short, 30 minutes. I can't believe we did an hour. The fans came out, though. I didn't
think y'all was going to show up like y'all did.
Shout out to the chat.
Shout out to the chat, man. We actually still only live because y'all are here. We would have got off already. You know what I'm saying? So Francisco tonight, said, he said we got two hearts. Francisco got you. That's a good one. I can't even be mad at you for that, bro. Can't be mad at you for that. Speaking of the second heart, the first and the second heart need to play a lot better. But Hartenstein, we need them a little bit more alert tonight.
Everybody can get one. That's all right. Shake it off. Man. Come back next year. It's cool.
But y'all, I appreciate y'all for coming out and tuning in for another episode of the Gotham Knicks podcast. Pre-game, of course. I'll see y'all after the game. Hopefully it's a dub. We get a nice win. We being in good spirits. We can have Knicks fans in there with some smiles instead of the angry Knicks fans cursing out Tom Thibodeau because the rotations are different things. So hopefully we can have a good vibe later on tonight. How about y'all? Y'all got any last words, man?
Nah, I'm good to go, bro. Let's go get a win tonight and, you know, we'll talk about it afterwards.
That's right. 1 hour, it all goes down.
1 hour, it all goes down, man. Listen, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning into the Gotham Knicks podcast. If you're still here, please hit us with a like, subscribe, ring that bell so you're notified when we go live. If you're listening to podcast form, just drop us, you know, a little 5-star and a review, man. That's all we ask for. Nothing crazy. We're asking y'all for no money.
Yo, you know what else I heard, yo? I heard it works on here, algorithm wise, yo. Cook the books, bro. Like, unsubscribe and subscribe again. I heard that really does something with the algorithm, yo. So, hey, whatever works, I'm here for it.
If y'all mess with us, go ahead and unsubscribe and subscribe real quick.
Try that out. See what happens.
Let me know. Try it out. Tell me if it works. But, yeah, man, thank y'all for tuning in once again to the Gotham Knicks podcast. I'm your host, Apollo Reed. I'm here with Rick the Ruler, Regular Joe, Big Bro Andre Jalil is here in spirit. He's at work right now, so I'm sure he'll have some emotion for us on the weekend show with us whenever he tunes in. But until next time, y'all have a good one. Peace, y'all.
Peace.